All right.
We back, bitch.
We back, motherfucker.
Blues, Blu-rays, and bootlegs. We should call this, like, live-ish.
Live-ish?
Why do you say that?
Because we're not quite live.
This is true. We're live from Adam's living room, bedroom?
In your house.
In my house.
We're live from right next to the kitchen.
For all of you at home who are listening here today, Adam has recently moved in with me.
Woo!
Temporarily, but hopefully forever.
Woo!
So he's actually living in what is used to be a living room and is now
a bedroom.
Bedroom / living room.
We got a fire going in this piece.
Yeah, actually, he's the one that actually has the fireplace. We have a fireplace at a home, but it's actually built into his room, which is fantastic for him. So for any of you ladies out there listening to this podcast,
I'll lay you down by the fire, baby.
I'll lay you down by the fire.
Lay you down by the fire.
I apologize again because it's been a while since we've actually recorded.
It's been a while.
So, I mean, the acoustics in here seem all right now. But again, you know, we're using an omnidirectional microphone. And for all of you, no one fucking cares.
Well, it couldn't sound worse than it does at the club.
This is true. We've recently done two shows at a comedy club.
Live.
Yes. With a live... You know what? It was a lot funnier with a live audience.
I love our live audiences.
Because, again, you know, you hear the people laughing, and if people at home who are listening to it, they're more inclined to laugh because they hear the laughing in the
background. Well, you get, like, the immediate fucking feedback.
Exactly. Everyone at home is we don't know if they're fucking laughing. You could be laughing right now.
You could have turned it off already. I don't know.
Yeah. Half of you probably have.
When you pay $10 to sit in a room and watch us do this shit live,
you kind of have no choice
but no fucking choice.
So we're still trying to figure out this room. It was... Oh, there you go. I moved the microphone. I'm kind of hearing myself better. You start talking?
Can you hear yourself better now?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I can actually hear us a lot better.
That's a better position?
Yes. Okay. I'm going to move the microphone a little bit. Sorry again for the technical difficulties. We're still trying to figure out the show. And granted...
it's been a while since we've recorded at home.
Yeah, we're both very busy men. And again...
Well, I mean, it's like the live version came years after we were doing the home version originally. So the home version originally was just us drinking beer, talking about beer, and doing commentary for movies.
And mostly us getting really, really drunk.
Yeah, always.
Yeah, always.
And the live show became us drinking beer on stage, talking about beer on stage, and instead of doing movie commentary, we were just basically doing movie reviews.
Yes. Ah, that is exactly what we used.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we tried watching a movie on stage and it didn't really work. We actually had people walk out when we watched the movie on stage.
Did we?
Yeah, people left and, like, smoked cigarettes and came back. And we were still talking about
James. Oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's kind of a good thing that we actually cut that out of our show.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this time around, for you lucky folks at home... Folks at home, you get to listen to us talk about
Jurassic motherfucking World.
Which, again, Adam was so excited when he fucking
out
this
movie. I love this movie.
Yes, it's just,
I don't know how you can't.
You know what? Oh, whoops. There you go.
Oh, I farted.
Sorry about that. Good thing that I lowered the gain on the microphone as Adam farted into the... Yeah. No, again, I'm still trying to figure out what sounds best in this room and whatnot because the acoustics are all over the place, but... So if you hear periodically like weird changes in the volume, it's because I'm trying to figure out. So this is our test episode to see how it's gonna work here.
No, I'm gonna post this anyway.
I'm sorry?
I'm gonna post this anyway.
Well, yeah, no, I know you're gonna post this anyways. I want people at home to listen to us and like us and
come
to
the live shows.
Yes, because the live shows are a lot of fun. We've gotten a lot of good feedback on it, and hopefully you guys have listened to the live shows.
And here's a secret.
We only get paid if we fill half the room. So please come to our shows.
And buy our merchandise.
We're broke as fuck.
Beer's expensive.
Seriously, that was, I think, my biggest issue from the live show. Because we were, you know, it was kind of hard for us to do the live show to begin with. I mean, granted, it was free, but we just had to fill up the room. But the thing is that we had to supply the alcohol.
Yes.
We'd have to pay for the gas to go out to Burbank.
Well, we do get comp drinks if we have half the room full, too.
You know what? Chick at Flappers. Flappers. I believe. I think I said Flackers or something.
Flackers
for the first time.
Yeah, that's Flappers.
For all of you at home, we've actually already been drinking. So sorry if I'm slurring. Just
have me another one, mate.
Oh, bear me. There you go.
Woo!
So when we were at the show and whatnot, you know, we had to drive all the way to Burbank and pay for all the beers and whatnot. And we actually got, I think, two drinks for free because there was two drinks that weren't accounted for. So I think she didn't charge us.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe,
she kind of liked this, actually.
Yeah, I feel like we can make the waitress that's bringing us beers laugh.
Yeah, and she was laughing, though.
She'll knock a couple off of that. Go home with one of the two of us.
Ooh, hopefully no one at Flappers is listening to this. In that case, they don't know her name. They're fine.
Nah.
So let's, again, it seems like every episode we tend to wing it. So let's see.
Even on stage, we just fucking wing it.
Actually, yeah, we didn't have anything planned
on stage. Like, an outline. We have talking points. We just bullshit.
We just bullshit half the time. So let's talk
about...
The
last episode features, like, 15 minutes of me just angrily yelling about how boring Crimson Peak is.
And I still wish I would have watched that with you.
It was boring. I'm not watching it again.
Good. I don't want to watch it either.
I might buy the download the Blu-ray when it comes out just to see it again, but I'm not going to pay to see it.
So do you want to talk about the brews we're drinking today?
Yeah, we'll start with our famous question. What are you drinking, sir?
You know what? I'm kind of boring and...
really Mexican?
And very Mexican.
So you're drinking a michelada.
All of you at home, you probably don't know what that is. Actually, my Mexican audience probably does know what a michelada is. A michelada is a combination of a beer, typically a Mexican brewed one. So Corona is like the most famous one that you use. And what you do is...
You mix it in a cup.
I can't do a Mexican accent.
You're Mexican.
Yeah, but it'll probably sound Australian.
You mix it in a cup.
Try it.
Okay. It's Mexican as fuck. Yeah, see, I'm telling you, I'm terrible.
Oh, that's good.
So you
mix it in a cup.
What you do, man, is you put a beer in a cup.
You mix it in a cup.
And you mix it in a cup with Clamato.
And it tastes like no sec.
Adam hates tomato juice, so he's always talking shit about this drink. But you mix it in a cup, and you put beer, and you put clamato juice with lemon and a little bit of this fucking magic Mexican spices. It doesn't make any sense to me. It's like, I don't know if you've ever had like elote, you know, like the chick coming down the street. She was like, elote with the ice cream, and they put like a little powdered chili on it.
Helado.
And you put that, regardless, it's like a Bloody Mary. It's like a Mexican version of a Bloody Mary, so.
Mucho Bloody Mary.
Helado. I've had helado.
It's so hard being Mexican around you.
I've had helado.
You had a what?
Helado.
What are you saying?
Those helado. H-E-L-A-D-O.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Helado.
What is that?
Somebody buy my helado. Helado. It's like this... Why am I telling you about Mexican shit? It's like this Mexican ice cream made from fruit juice.
Helado.
Helado.
That's an ice... Yes, I know what the... That's ice shaving. It's ice cream cone.
Yeah, it tastes... It was
helado.
Weird.
Helado. There's no H in it, you asshole.
Dude, the box I had an H on it.
No. Helado. It's E... Helado?
Helado. Oh. And it was like frozen Coke, or it was like frozen mango juice, and it had like chunks of mango in it.
What?
Yeah.
That sounds strange. It doesn't sound like anything I've ever had.
The box is in Spanish.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm like, what the fuck is this? I don't know. It looks tasty.
So what are you drinking, mate?
I'm drinking a Corona.
Yeah, granted, the beers were very poor, so the beers were actually courtesy of my mother, her Mexican ass. God bless her Mexican ass. Can we have a cheers for my mother?
Salud for your mom.
Salud.
Salud, madre. I am a fan of your mom.
This is for you, Olivia, who's probably not listening to this and will never listen to this.
Hell no. She didn't even know we had a show.
This is true.
We went to the live show, like... They were telling me that your mom didn't know we had a show that night.
Yeah, you know what? I tend not to tell her anything, so...
We left, drove to that show. You didn't come back for like a day.
Yeah, yeah.
I came back with your sister, and your mom didn't even know we went. Like, she didn't even know we left.
Yeah.
The next morning, she's like, Omar. And I'm like, he's not here.
He's not here.
She's like, his car.
No, he's not here.
She's like, his car in the driveway. And I'm like, yeah, no, Omar's not here. She's like, where? And I'm like, we left. We were gone for like 12 hours.
This is true. God bless her, but she just doesn't pay attention to anything and doesn't know what's going on half the time.
There's posters all over the house right now with you and I on them, and your mom didn't know we had a show.
This is true. Our posters are fantastic, by the way, courtesy of 25th Pixel, which is actually my friend Christian Hernandez.
So let's get technical there. Christian did the artwork. Feathers printing.
Ooh, forgot about it.
We always forget on stage to pimp.
That's right.
They're getting the pimp from the name on the posters, but Feathers Printing printed them for us. But 25th Pixel did fucking outstanding artwork for us.
So thank you so much, Christian, for the work that you've done.
We both owe you just sloppy blowjobs.
I will show you my dick, and hopefully Ashley won't mind, which is Christian's wife, and she is fantastic.
I would have shown her my dick even if he hadn't done our posters.
Well, you know what? You would show anyone your dick if they just showed you a bit of attention.
All they gotta do is ask. Be like, hey, Adam, you wanna show me your dick? I'd be like, sure.
Yeah. Well, it's not that impressive, so.
It's really not, but I'll still show it off.
Jesus Christ.
He likes to be looked at.
He likes to be looked at. Oh my god, what the fuck is that?
Right?
I'm Adam's penis.
He's like, kill me.
Oh my god, you poor soul. I will end it.
Suck me.
No. So we're gonna watch Jurassic World today, huh?
We are.
I'm kind of excited because I love this movie, and at the same time, I hate it. So it's gonna be
why did you hate it? We'll talk about why you hate it.
We'll talk about why. Yeah, exactly. Because again, the first time around, it's kind of like Avatar. You kind of look at it.
Nope.
Let's start the movie.
I wish the dinosaurs had been more practical. There's a couple notable scenes with practical dinosaurs, but it's still a fucking worthy successor to the original Jurassic Park.
You know, this opening scene, I keep seeing Chris Pratt, and I keep seeing people getting crushed by dinosaurs. I just want to watch this fucking movie.
This is the movie that should have come after Jurassic Park.
Yes.
Instead of Lost World.
Lost World was so good, though.
I was a fan of Lost World. I've got a friend in Jurassic Park 3, so I can't really talk shit about Jurassic Park 3.
You were telling me about that.
I've got a couple friends in Jurassic Park 3.
A couple?
Yeah, well, Bill Macy, who I did Shameless with, was in Jurassic Park 3. And then my friend Trevor Morgan was the little kid in Jurassic Park 3.
Oh, yeah, you were talking about that.
He's the only man to ever kiss me on the lips, which is weird.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah. Trevor was drunk one night and was like, I'm not afraid to kiss a man and grab my face.
You know, I've had that experience too before.
Yeah, you've had a few guys.
You
fucking whore.
But for whatever reason, it's just guys seem to think that they have to prove their masculinity to me. Masculinity?
By sticking their dick in your face.
I don't understand why. It was just like, dude, okay, I know I seem gay, but I'm clearly not. You don't need to kiss me to prove a point. Like,
we're all shades gay, baby.
We're all shades gay.
We're all just shades gay.
Can we just start this movie? We would start talking about something else.
We can't.
Oh my god.
I'm hitting play. The unauthorized reproduction or distribution of this copyrighted work is illegal. Fuck you. Piracy is not a victimless crime. Fuck you. Yes, it is.
No, it is. Wait, it's not.
It is a totally victim. Who's the victim?
The people who are making the movie.
They're still making a metric fuckload of money for doing it.
But they're not making enough.
Yes, they are.
Do you understand how hard it is to live? Like, the cost of living is so expensive. And
yes, but here's the thing. The problem doesn't lie in pirates. Pirates thrive when there's movies coming out that they don't give enough of a shit to pay for. If the movies were better, pirates would probably... I would pay to see movies if there were more movies coming out that I actually gave a fuck about.
That's bullshit. You're making excuses because you're poor.
No, I'm not.
You're trying to justify the reason why you're poor.
Nope.
And you don't want to fucking pay for movies.
I don't want to.
That's just what it is. And I understand that. You don't want to pay for anything.
Okay, I bought Jurassic World.
You did. This is true.
We're watching the Blu-ray.
But of all the movies that you've seen that you pirated, and this is the only one that you haven't, how many has there been?
There's a bunch of movies that I've pirated that I've gone and bought the Blu-rays of. This, Birdman. Princess Bride.
You have Birdman?
I have Birdman.
Why the fuck aren't we watching that?
It's in my storage unit.
Oh, God damn you.
I know. Everything's in my storage unit.
Yeah, everything's in... Oh, God. And again, we've had this conversation before, Adam, where I'm just like, why is everything in your storage unit that's worth a damn?
Because it would have been a pain in the ass to bring it all here.
Go fucking get that shit.
I can't.
Whatever.
I need help to get the shit out of there.
I'd help you.
You're not tall enough.
Well, I can climb on your shoulders.
Okay.
Oh, right now we're watching...
The Indominus twins hatch.
Indominus? Oh, is this what this is?
Yeah, these are the Indominus Rexes.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I was wondering what this opening scene was. So it's the fucking... The two Rex... Fucking T-Rex and Velociraptor mix.
T-Rex, Velociraptor, Cuttlefish, Frog, Hybrid.
Cuttlefish?
Yeah, remember when... They're like, it can camouflage! The dude's like, what need would we have for a dinosaur that can camouflage? The scientist is like, we used cuttlefish DNA to fill in the gaps in its gene sequencing. Cuttlefish can camouflage.
What? Really?
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention then. Was I drunk when I was watching this movie? Hey, it's that chick from Arrested Development.
Her?
Her.
Kitty.
Yeah, Kitty, the one who would always show her tits.
I like her. She's good.
She is, actually. She's kind of really old.
She's done a few movies that I've really liked over the years. And she wrote a book, too. Called I Don't Know What You Know Me From. And that's such the perfect name for a book for a character actor or actress. I don't know what you know me from, yeah.
No, seriously, I'm just like, oh my god, that's true, because I see her.
And everything.
I mean, granted, I know who she is. And most people, they see her, they're like, yeah, I know exactly who that is. But again, yeah, for someone who hasn't...
Exactly. No, it's like... How many times I fielded the question of, what do I know you from? I'm like, bitch, I don't know. I'm in a lot of shit. Like, figure it out. Google me. IMDb me. I don't know what you know me from.
I actually recently did that. I was at home with my girlfriend. Not my home, actually. Her home.
You IMDb me and you texted me that you're watching my Malcolm in the Middle from 100 years ago.
Yeah, because we were... I was talking about you, and I don't think I've ever explained to her exactly what you do. And I've told her that you were an actor, but I think she assumed you were like some theater actor or something. And then I really started to explain what was it that you did. And she was like, wait, what? And I was like, yeah, he's been on television shows. She's like, oh my God, why aren't you ever talking about this? I was like,
I was probably part of her childhood and she didn't even know it.
And again, I was showing her episodes and shit. And she was like, oh my God, I remember him now. And I was like, well yeah, I mean... That's what he did. And she's like, why don't you ever tell me about this? I was like, well, because I don't care. You know, like,
not a terribly important thing to talk about.
I know. I mean, like, he's
I don't even talk about it.
Well, half the time you're trying to show everyone your fucking movies. I remember why
I just try to show people I know my movies. You came home the other night and I'm like, you're like, what are you watching? I'm like, this little indie movie I found on Netflix. And you're like, really? What's it about? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm just getting into it. And then I pop up. And you're like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, and that was my favorite thing. No. Because you guys don't understand. Because when I walked in, the entire time he was like, you know what? This place looks really familiar.
Yeah, I was like, I think I've worked here before.
And I was like, really? Yeah. I was like, you worked here before? She's like, yeah, this looks like the, what did you say, Disney Ranch?
Yeah, I was like, this location, I think this is the Disney Ranch. Like, I think I've shot here on something before.
And I was like, why would you think that? And all of a sudden, I see his fucking young ass pop out, and I'm like, oh, God damn you.
This, like, in the scene, I'm like, I don't know, this looks really familiar. I think this might be the Disney Ranch. I've done something here. And a car comes tearing down a dirt road and comes to a stop, and I'm in the passenger seat.
Yeah, I think I lost my shit at that point. I was like, God damn you, Adam.
Well, I get paid for all the shit I'm on Netflix.
That's true. So everyone at home, what was it, the movie that you were in?
Search my name on Netflix.
You really pop up that way?
Yeah.
No fucking way. Yeah. So,
whenever I'm broke, I will go to Netflix and just watch all the shit I'm in because I know I'll have a check coming.
Motherfucking residuals. Can you get my homie Adams on residuals?
So you guys watching Malcolm in the Middle, I'll get paid for that.
Oh, really? Yeah, because we watched it because you were in there for like one scene.
Yeah. Episode
was it? It was like episode...
Oh, Jesus. I don't even remember the season or the episode number, but that was my very, very first TV show. It was Malcolm in the Middle.
Yes. I was telling Bianca that. It was your first thing that you did and you showed up for a split fucking second. And
I have like two lines. I'm like 10 years old.
I remember 10-year-old Adam. I sold you a fake Yu-Gi-Oh card.
Piece of shit.
Who would have thought that me getting ripped off would have led to what it's led to with you and I?
We built such a great friendship and family.
Yep. I love you.
Cheers to you. Cheers to you, miss. Cheers to you. Ooh, this fucking song. I've always wanted to have sex to this song. Just to make it kind of...
You gave me shit in the live show the other day for wanting to fuck to the Universal theme song.
Did I?
Yeah, you were
well,
like...
Well, I was also drunk and annoyed.
That would be too epic. I ain't no thing.
But it's just like, welcome to Jurassic Park.
Hump to the rhythm.
Hump to the rhythm.
Oh, God. Hump Bryce Dallas Howard. Drink to how hot she is.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Who is she?
Bryce Dallas Howard.
Who is she?
Ron Howard's daughter.
That's Ron Howard's daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my fucking God. She's hot as shit.
Ron Howard popped out a hot kid.
Dude, I remember watching this, and I was like, why does she look so familiar? I didn't realize who she was.
It's Ron Howard's kid.
Jesus Christ.
Remember fourth season of Arrested Development when he's talking
Rebel
about...
Alley.
Yeah, he's talking about his kids are all named for where they're conceived, so she's Bryce Dallas, and there's Rebel Alley.
Wait, Bryce Dallas? Where's that even at? I don't even know what that is.
What do you mean?
Because she was... They were all named from places that she was
conceived. So her middle name's Dallas.
Oh. Yeah. So he had sex with his wife in Dallas.
I got a thing for ginger chicks, dude.
Yeah, you do.
So her being all ginger and like gray eyes and pale skin, that does shit for me.
Well, I mean, isn't Ron Howard like that?
Yeah.
Would you fuck Ron Howard?
You know, I probably would.
Ooh, cheers to that, mate.
I'd have a hard time saying no to someone like Ron Howard.
Oh my God, is it because of the power?
Yeah, like me as an actor, if Ron Howard was like, do you want to fuck the dude from the Andy Griffith Show on Happy Days? I'd be like, ah.
Sunday, Monday, Happy Days.
Yeah, Sunday, Monday in his ass. I'd have a hard time saying no to Ron Howard. Like, I talked about this on In Development, the show I do with Jared Del Plays on our network.
Who?
Jared Del Plays from Hard Time Ginger Burger. You know Jared. We've met Jared.
I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah, you were on the Hard Time set, like, yeah, twice.
I know, but I like doing that bit where it's just like, you know, from Arrested Development. So, if anyone at home, this is the only hint you're ever going to get. If you ever hear me say, who? Her?
That's a common theme with you and I. Heard.
Yeah, it's a common
theme. Oh, shit. Did you notice that?
What?
In this panning shot towards the visitor center, and then again at the end of the movie... In the background is the skeleton of the Spinosaurus from Jurassic Park 3.
No way!
Yeah. Well, when spoiler alert, when Bryce Dallas Howard lets the T-Rex out to fight the Indominus, the T-Rex crashes through the Spinosaurus skeleton.
No way!
Yeah.
I remember the Spinosaurus. That was actually one of my favorite dinosaurs.
Spinosaurus was a badass.
Hell yeah!
Nothing like the actual dinosaur it was based on, but still.
What was it based off of?
The actual Spinosaurus didn't walk on two legs.
Really?
They walked on four.
What?
And if I'm not mistaken, was an herbivore.
So it was one of those, like, genetic mixes and whatnot that...
No, they just changed it for the movie to be a new villainous monster to fight the T-Rex.
So why is it that the T-Rex is the hero when, you know, in reality, it's just a fucking giant man-eating bitch?
Well, because in the first movie, T-Rex and the raptors were the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
Second movie, they were like... Right, we got another movie. Well, how are we going to top the T-Rex in like two or three raptors? Two T-Rexes and like a dozen raptors. Fuck yeah. And the third movie, like, what were they going to do? Like, let's do three T-Rexes. They just gave the T-Rex something to fight. They made something that was bigger and scarier than the T-Rex to have to try to kill.
Huh. So it's just like them trying to market...
What's no. them trying... They need a bad guy dinosaur every movie. There has to be a bad guy dinosaur.
Huh.
Otherwise, there's no movie. There has to be a bad guy dinosaur. That's where, like, Jurassic World, that's where the Indominus comes in. It's the bad guy dinosaur.
Oh, that's kind of shitty, if you kind of think of... That's what I'm saying, that this... That's what bothered me about this movie.
But that was all of them.
Yeah, but I mean, I was too young to actually think when I was watching these fucking movies.
It's been the same way the whole franchise.
That's what I'm saying. I was too young to think.
Well, they're essentially monster movies with the dinosaurs as monsters.
Which is all right, but again,
it's like you ever see Cujo?
Who?
Cujo. It's a movie about people basically being trapped in a car by a giant fucking ravenous dog.
No, I've never seen that.
Yeah, it's the same concept. You make an animal your monster.
Gotcha. Yeah, so
it's like Jaws.
Oh, okay. Yeah, or I don't know why that made sense to me.
Where a monster or an animal is your monster. Mm.
This fucking guy right here.
With the Jurassic Park t-shirt.
Oh, I love that.
I wear that shirt every day, bitch. Oh.
He said he got that on eBay.
I like all the references to the original movie.
Do you?
Yeah, like, you notice where they get the Jeep from at the end of, towards the end of this movie?
Oh, yeah.
It's the original visitor center.
That's right. Yeah. And right here, when he was explaining how he got this t-shirt on eBay, because he's in this part of the movie, I can't remember what his name is, but he's in The New Girl. He's like one of the main dudes from The New Girl.
Yeah, I hate that show.
And I love Zooey Deschanel. We'll go into it a little bit in detail in a second. But
I read for the black guy on that show. I hate that show.
You were supposed to be a black guy?
Oh, the character was all ethnicities when they cast it. They just happened to cast a black guy.
Well, they needed to be a little cultured, and they can't have too many white people on TV.
Like hell we can't.
No.
Why not?
Because then you'll get, like the Black Panthers.
We got Empire.
No.
Empire is a show on Fox with Terrence Howard. It's about black people making music. It's a giant fucking hit right now. It's actually starting to fuck with the landscape of TV.
Seriously?
Yeah, well, like, Empire is a show that came out on Fox about, I think it's the hip-hop industry. I don't fucking watch it. It looks stupid, honestly. Like, I'm not going to watch a pointless grab at trying to get diversity on a network. Which is what that show felt like. But now every network this last development season and last pilot season has been trying to duplicate Empire. With, like, I heard so many pitches for shows. They were like, it's this show meets Empire, which basically means it's this show with an all-black cast. And it's just pointless. Yes, we do need more diversity on television, but doing it with the purpose of we're going to cash in on the success of this show is kind of shitty.
That is kind of shitty. Yeah. Yeah, because no one likes, you know, things that make money and that people like. You know, no one likes that because, again, making money is stupid. And cashing in on people's stupidity.
It's not necessarily that. It's like how there's 9 million movies in development now with all female casts.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying.
You know, like
Pretty Little Liars.
Well, no, not even that.
And I'm Miranda. I have sex with everyone. That's from Sex and the City, baby.
It's like Ghostbusters.
Okay. Explain.
They wanted to reboot Ghostbusters, but the internet was bitching about not having enough women in movies, so they decided to reboot it with an entirely female cast.
What? Are they really going to do that?
Yeah.
What?
They've already shot the fucking thing.
What?
That actually really pissed me off, because Bill Murray wouldn't do a Ghostbusters 3 with Dan Aykroyd and Harold Ramis.
He wouldn't do it?
Wouldn't do it.
Why the fuck wouldn't he do it?
They've been trying to get Bill Murray on board for years to do Ghostbusters 3 with them. And he wouldn't fucking do it. He turned down every script they sent him.
What? The motherfucker's not making any money anyways.
Oh, he's got enough to last. He does a lot of indie movies now.
Oh, does he?
And he works with, Grand Budapest Hotel and shit like
that. Oh, yeah, that was such a good fucking movie. Oh, God, I should know his name. I'm a hipster.
Paul Thomas Anderson.
No. Wait. No, what? That's not his name.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, fuck, what's his name?
Wes Anderson.
I couldn't remember his name.
But they pitched him for years to do a Ghostbusters reboot. And he turned them down every fucking time. And then Harold Ramis dies.
What?
You know Harold Ramis is dead?
Who's that? That's Wes Anderson?
No, Harold Ramis. Egon in Ghostbusters.
Oh, is he dead?
Yeah, and like he wrote and directed a lot of really influential comedies over the years. He was like the co-writer on Ghostbusters. He did Groundhog Day with Bill Murray. Wrote and directed Groundhog Day.
No fucking way.
Yeah, he died a few years ago.
From what?
He was old.
Really?
I think he had cancer too.
Oh, what kind?
I don't remember. But Ramis dies. And they decide, all right, we're going to reboot Ghostbusters, and we're going to do it with an all-female cast.
I can't believe that's a fucking thing.
And Bill Murray has a cameo in it. Like, he won't do Ghostbusters when it's the original cast, but they reboot it with an all-female cash grab, and he's on board.
So who is he going to play in this fucking movie?
I don't know if it's going to be Venkman or if it's going to just be a cameo, but... That's becoming a really annoying trend. That, like, instead of developing characters for women or minorities, they're just adapting existing characters. Like I said, you know, so much in this last pilot season, development season, was it's blank plus Empire. It's blank with a black cast. Like, no, make up your own fucking shows for them. Stop just adapting things. Give them something original.
Well, that's the problem with film and TV nowadays.
Nothing's original.
Nothing is original. They're trying to find what's going to sell and what's going to make
them... Oh, dude. What's stupid as shit is, like, they announced they're doing this all-female Ghostbusters, and the internet got butthurt beyond reason about a female Ghostbusters.
They got butthurt over that?
So then they announced, all right, we're going to do female Ghostbusters, and then we're going to do a spin-off movie called Ghost Squad.
Ghost Squad.
That's basically an all-male version of the female Ghostbusters. And then you get, like, Marvel Comics, who recently killed off a whole handful of their characters and made them all female now. Like, Thor is a woman now.
What?
In the comic books, Thor is a woman now. Thor is Natalie Portman's character in the movie now.
How do they get away with doing stuff like that? I don't understand.
Thor became unworthy of his hammer, and Jane Foster was the one that was able to pick it up.
So wait, what's... What?
Yeah.
How does Thor become unworthy?
I don't know. It all just feels like a cash grab to me. It doesn't feel like they're actually trying to progress anything. It just feels like they're trying to cash in on what the internet bitch is about.
Well, I mean... I was going to say, how can they get away with that? It's because of people like that. The cash grab.
We live in the generation of everyone's offended by something.
That's the problem. And everyone's always trying to please someone else. And,
yes.
And in a sense, I mean, I get why they do that. They're trying to please more crowds. They're trying to get more audiences. They're trying to make more money. That's what they're trying to do.
Essentially.
But I mean, you kind of sell yourself out in the long run.
Well, you know, it's the thing, like, old Hollywood was ran by people who loved movies. The studios were run by movie people. Now the studios are run by corporations. They're run by people who like profit. Which I get, you can't have the industry without profit. But you also don't have to turn out the same crap over and over and over again and do things solely for profit. You can do things for the art and the entertainment of it. We're getting four
more
Transformers movies?
Dude, when you told me that, I nearly wanted to throw up.
We're getting four more Transformers and I think two or three more Fast and Furious movies.
How can they do that? That one guy died. I can't remember his fucking name.
He leaves. Leaves quote marks at the end of Fast whatever the fuck the last one is. He died before he finished shooting, so they used his brothers as body doubles and CG'd his face onto them.
Really?
It looks like shit.
Really?
Yes. It looks like a fucking video game character talking to Vin Diesel.
You know what? I stopped watching after the second one, I believe.
I watched the first one and that was it.
Yeah. You know what, I've never been a fan of, like, racing in general. Like, the idea of it was kind of stupid to me.
They don't even race anymore.
What do they do?
The last one was, like, a heist movie or some bullshit.
Oh my god, are you serious?
Yeah, like, the first was about street racers. Now it's like, we're gonna pull this fucking heist out of our asses for the fucking government so we can get Tyrese Gibson his freedom and so Paul Walker can get his kids back and Vin Diesel can get some pussy.
What? I thought he was gay.
He's bi.
No way.
He's bi.
That's not a thing, man. Either you're gay or you're bi. Oh, wait, no. Either you're gay or you're straight.
You can be bi.
You can't be bi.
Freddie Mercury was bi.
He was not bi. He was gay. That's how he got asked.
Freddie was bi.
What?
Freddie didn't discriminate when it came to fucking...
I've heard there was a term for that, and it bothers the shit out of me. It was, God damn it, I forgot what the name was. That you don't discriminate, you just love everyone.
Bye.
That's just an excuse for you to want to fuck everything that moves. And that doesn't... That's not much of an excuse. How can you like two genders?
Well, it's the same as
like... You either like one more than the other.
No, no. It's the same as like when gay people that are genetically predisposed, like mentally, physically, they're only attracted to dudes, but are attracted to both.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I always feel like that's an excuse.
Sometimes it is. Most times it is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because I'm just like, okay, well...
No, polyamory is an excuse.
What?
Polyamory.
Who?
Your polyamory means you're capable of being in love with more than one person at a time.
No, that's an excuse.
My ex was like, I think I'm polyamorous. I'm like, no, you're just a whore.
I don't believe in that. I don't.
Yeah, you're not. If you're polyamorous, you don't have a strong enough concept of what love is in the first place. You're just a whore.
Yeah. Again, you know what? Human beings genetically are meant to be. They're not meant to be monogamous. But I mean, again,
that's what love is. You're saying, all right, I'm gonna go against my genetic coding and be with just you.
Exactly. That's the true meaning of love.
I'd be monogamous as fuck with Chris Pratt.
Oh my god, Chris Pratt's so fucking. I remember seeing this meme. Not even a meme. It was like a little comic strip, and I lost my shit when I saw it. It was like all cartoony and shit, and it shows in the first panel. It's Chris Pratt trying to train the Velociraptors. And again, they're following the orders. And then the next two panels, it's them talking to one another, saying, hey, why are we listening to this guy? Why don't we just fucking eat him? And then the last one, he's like, have you seen him?
Have you seen him?
And again, everything's all like fucking cartoony. And then you see like a picture just like pasted onto this cartoon body of Chris Pratt. He's gorgeous.
They actually explain in this movie why they don't eat him.
Why?
He's their alpha.
That doesn't make any sense. He's a human being.
Yeah, but he imprints on them when they were born. When that pack of raptors was born, because they're all siblings, he was there to imprint on them as their father, pretty much.
Really?
He was the first thing they saw when they were born, and he raised the raptors, essentially, so that they see him as their alpha.
Huh.
Yeah.
But what doesn't make any sense is that the government, again, in this movie, spoiler alert, they're trying to
weaponize. Engine is trying to.
They're trying to weaponize these Velociraptors to pretty much send them out to war so that they could do, like, the riskier shit so they don't have to fucking send
people
and shit. And that doesn't make any sense because they're trying to take over these raptors that have already imprinted on a human being that...
They'd have to imprint on every human being.
Pretty much, which would be impossible because, again, Chris Pratt worked his fucking ass off.
He worked for years to train these raptors.
And the government thinks that they're just gonna fucking take over, no problem?
Well, that's the supposed plot of the sequels, that it's gonna be InGen trying to weaponize the dinosaurs again.
That just sounds like a terrible sequel.
If that ends up actually being the plot of the Jurassic World sequel, I'm not gonna be on board with it. I really hope it's something like... I kind of hope it's something like Lost World again, where someone happens to get stuck on the island again.
That was actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, you know, the original plot of Jurassic World, the description they were using was that it was going to be the end of Lost World on a bigger scale.
Huh.
You know, like the T-Rex is loose in San Diego?
Mm-hmm.
They're saying it was going to be that on a bigger scale. It was going to be dinosaurs on the mainland. I hope it's something like that. Where all the fucking dinosaurs are, like, running around a major city for 2 hours.
That would be pretty badass.
That'd be fucking awesome. Like, raptors in L.A. and shit. That'd be fucking cool.
Can you imagine you just, you know, going to your typical cafe or your vegan grocery store?
There's some fucking hipster walking into Whole Foods, gets eaten by a velociraptor.
Oh, my God. You're eating me.
Like, really? Oh, I don't even care. I bought this shirt for a nickel at Goodwill, whatever.
Oh, fuck, you're eating me.
This is so bourgeois.
Oh,
at a
God.
Farmer's market or something, and T-Rex just steps on his ass. Is this T-Rex farm-raised or free-range?
Oh, my God. I hate you sometimes. Right now?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
So just, just for you guys.
We're gonna take a pee break.
1 second.
Simultaneous.
Did they move yours?
Oh shit, I already hit the button.
Too late.
Oh well. We're back to my pee break, bitch.
Yeah, that was quick. None of you
noticed. We peed the backyard.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Again, we're trying to, well, actually, none of you actually felt the difference because it felt like it was the
left
fastest.
Left came right back.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's the fastest pee break ever. And right now, what the hell were we even talking about?
About how hot Bryce Howard is.
Who?
Her.
Her?
Her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The chick, the Ron Howard's, daughter and whatnot.
I don't know why I got a thing for ginger girls, dude.
It's probably because you're white, and most white people do.
No, I don't know. I don't know a lot of people that got things for ginger girls. Like, when I was a kid, I was all about blondes.
Well, I remember that.
And most everyone's all about, like, oh my god, a blonde girl.
Yeah.
Like, for a while, you were. I don't know, something about like...
My taste hasn't changed. I'm just a sucker for blue-eyed babes, and you know what? My girlfriend's a blue-eyed babe.
So you got a blue-eyed babe.
So I got a blue-eyed babe, so I mean, what am I going to say, you know?
A lot of guys like dark-haired girls.
You know, and I'm Hispanic, so I don't really care for the dark-haired.
It's something about like that pale, white-colored eyes. You know her nipples are pink.
The ones that kind of point upwards and whatnot.
Yeah, you know exactly what you're getting into. I don't know. I love fucking ginger girls, dude.
Oh, man. And this scene of the movie, I think it's they were trying to get all serious and whatnot. It's right now we're at that point of the
they're
movie.
They're talking about, like, the divorce for the kids and shit, which I felt like was kind of superfluous.
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
It's kind of superfluous. Kind of unnecessary.
Are you making up words, too?
No, superfluous is a word.
Oh, well, what's it mean?
Unnecessary.
Sorry, English is not my first language. So.
I felt like you didn't really need the divorced parents to make you care about the kids.
Nah, not really. I already cared about the kids and whatnot.
Though I do get that it made the kids bond a little more.
Yeah,
and the little one's like, Mom and Dad are getting divorced. They get mail from divorce attorneys. And the older one's like, you know what? Fuck it, man. I'm gone in like 2 years. And the kid's like, don't leave me. And he's like, you can get eaten by a dinosaur. Okay, I'm not going to let you get eaten by a dinosaur. I feel like that was why they did it, was to give you something that bonded these two kids. But I feel like running from fucking dinosaurs would have bonded them anyway.
I think so. And right now, the scene with Chris Pratt and the whole drinking bottled Coca-Cola.
Bottle, glass bottle Coke.
Like, okay, product placement for one.
Yeah.
Hey, that's already like a one negative point.
Well,
right,
and
there.
Bryce Howard pulled up in the Mercedes.
Yeah, because I'm just like, oh, what's that Matthew McConaughey thing that you always say that like,
I was driving a Lincoln before I was paid to drive a Lincoln.
Yeah, exactly. Chris Pratt's over here drinking a... And realistically, if he was on this fucking beautiful island filled with fucking dinosaurs and he was a bachelor training these raptors, he would not be drinking a Coca-Cola. He'd be drinking an ice-cold beer because that shit is stressful
right.
as fuck, dude.
He works with the most vicious animals ever created in nature.
And he's like, you know what? I'm going to go home, work on my motorcycle...
Have me a nice Coke.
And have me a nice Coca-Cola.
Hell no.
Hell no. I'd be fucking that ginger fucking chick... In my mobile home, or whatever you
call it. A lot of people said this scene was misogynistic.
You're, again, making up words.
Misogynistic means you hate women.
What? Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because everything's construed as misogynistic now.
Weren't you called that recently?
Yeah, I did a stand-up show where I was talking about how hard it is to get a... I did a 10-minute set about how hard it is for a fat guy to get laid. And I had a woman after the show... come up to me while I was standing outside the club, look me dead in the eye, and went, you sucked, you fucking misogynist. Whereas all of my humor, all the jokes I did were about how I can't get legs, I'm a fat guy, not because women are cunts or anything. Just like, you sucked, you
because
fucking misogynist.
Oh my god.
Just like, what the fuck? I was glad she was that pissed off about it, because fucking everything's misogynistic now. People are going to say this show was misogynistic.
Yeah, well, probably. For all you female listeners out there who think Adam's a misogynist therapist, whatever.
Misogynist therapist?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm drunk and you're making up words. I can't think straight right now, man. Fuck you. That's all I have to say. Because
I feel like the internet claiming everything is misogynist is actually misandrist.
What?
Misandrist means you hate men.
Oh, okay. So it's... That's kind of weird. The internet's weird. You know what? I'm very...
The internet hates everything.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, the Mosasaur!
The what?
The Mosasaur.
A what?
It's a big fish, motherfucker.
No, but what is that word you just said?
Misandrist.
No, the fucking... The dinosaur you...
The Mosasaur.
It sounds like all these words are meshing together.
Mosasaur.
A Mosasaur?
Mosasaur.
Like Moses, like...
Yeah, she says a Mosasaur. She's like, it's a Mosasaur.
What the fuck? That thing looks cool as shit.
He's like, let's take a better look at our Mosasaur.
Which, again, it's spoiler alert, he's what kills...
The Indominus.
The Indominus Rex. Again, the very last scene where the T-Rex is fighting the fucking...
And, like, they're both about to get their asses kicked. They're both dying. All three of them are dying, and the Mosasaur just pops out and bites that motherfucker.
All three of them, which is the only raptor that decided to...
Yeah.
To kick some ass and not die.
I like Pratt's vest.
Dude, Pratt just looks so fucking good in this movie.
I have a shirt like that.
And again, you know what? I've heard so many people talk shit about Pratt's acting.
I like Pratt.
I like Pratt, too.
I didn't like Guardians, but I like Pratt.
I love Guardians, dude.
I love Guardians.
You know what? And I know you don't like that movie just because it's a giant product fucking placement for...
More Avengers.
For more Avengers, and I fucking get it, but I mean... You just have to fucking sit down and smell the roses sometime, man. No. You can't just...
Well, that's the problem with Marvel. They went from the individual movies got you excited for the team-up movie to the team-up movie got you excited for the individual movies.
That's kind of lame.
And you have to see the individual movies to understand the team-up movies now.
You know, and that's actually an issue that I've had because I can't watch like an Avengers movie. I can't watch any kind of movie without watching the previous ones. Like... I can't remember, what was Ant-Man? At the very end, again, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert!
If you hadn't, seen Captain America Winter Soldier, you wouldn't have known why the fuck Falcon... If you hadn't seen Winter Soldier and Age of Ultron, you wouldn't have understood where Ant-Man was going to try to steal the shit he was trying to steal, or who the fuck Falcon was.
Exactly. And that's when I was like... granted, I watched both those movies, but then, you know, as I was watching Ant-Man, I was like, wait, what? Why is this in this fucking movie? Yeah. Like, fucking that Black Falcon motherfucker. Whatever his fucking name. What is his fucking name?
Falcon.
Yeah. His name's not Black Falcon?
That's racist.
That's not racist.
You're just saying that because he's black.
Well, yeah, like Black Panther.
No, he's just Falcon. He's just Falcon.
Okay. Again, you know, he popped up in the movie and I was like, wait, who the fuck is this?
You had to see... Captain America Winter Soldier and Age of Ultron to get that scene in Ant-Man, and you had to see Ant-Man as one of the movies feeding into the new Captain America sequel.
Which, again, it's very exciting. Civil Wars.
I'm okay with Civil War because I like the comic book, but I know enough of its change that it's not going to be the same thing.
Seriously?
They don't own the rights to all the characters. That are in Civil War.
Who is in the Civil Wars?
Well, the big one that they got the rights back to for Civil War was Spider-Man.
Oh, okay, that's right.
But they're missing the X-Men and the Fantastic Four.
So, really?
Yeah.
No, that's right. Who still owns Fantastic Four?
Fox.
Fox still owns, okay.
It might... Like, I know, like, DC's trying to do the same thing. We're like, we're going to do a team-up movie first and then the individual ones... But it's not the same thing where, like, you have to see one to understand the other. They're basically saying, like, all right, we're going to give you the good shit up first, and you can see the rest later if you want.
Okay.
Like, they're doing Batman versus Superman to set up Justice League. And Justice League will spawn off into Wonder Woman, The Batman, and Man of Steel 2.
Man of Steel 2?
Yeah, and Flash and Green... Flash and Green Lantern are supposed to be one movie right now. The rumor is that the standalone for Flash and the rebooted Green Lantern are going to be the same movie. It's going to be the two of them together.
What?
Yeah.
That sounds kind of lame.
I'm okay with that. They were always very close, Hal Jordan and Barry Allen.
Who? Barry Allen?
The Flash.
Oh, okay. Again, I'm not a superhero kind of nerd person.
But
like you
Guardians,
are.
Guardians was 2 hours of exposition for Avengers 2, Avengers 3, and Avengers 4.
That is true.
It was all setting up Thanos and the Infinity Stones, and then Infinity Stones played in Age of Ultron. Which, what really bugs me is that Thanos is a villain they've been setting up since Avengers 1.
That is true.
All of them are leading to Thanos. Where do you go after Thanos?
Well, I mean, I don't know the Marvel Universe that well to even know what the fuck is going to happen.
That's okay. If you're going to spend a decade setting up a villain, you're going to set up a villain through, like, 20 different movies. Where do you go after that villain?
That is true, because, again, they'd have to do that all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in the Marvel Universe, the only person physically that could stand up against Thanos was the Hulk.
Really?
Which is a problem with Age of Ultron.
Oh, because Hulk is...
Iron Man kicks his ass.
Huh.
When he's in Veronica, the Hulkbuster suit, he knocks him out with one punch. Like, they fight for like 15 minutes, and he punches him once, and he's unconscious for whatever the fuck odd reason.
Was that like a legit thing? Did that really happen, or...
Well, there was always a Hulkbuster armor. I don't know if Iron Man ever legitimately kicked his ass. In reality, Hulk would have destroyed him.
Yeah, because he's a fucking robot.
Yeah, like, he just would have kept ripping off the armor and kicking his ass and shit.
Hulk smash!
The only way to beat Hulk is to pacify him, not keep fighting him.
Pacify him?
You gotta calm him down.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But they essentially negated... Because... The fight between Iron Man and Hulk showed that Iron Man with the right suit is stronger than the Hulk.
Huh.
Hulk was supposed to be the strongest one of the Avengers and the only one that could physically stand up to Thanos. So now they're basically saying Tony Stark in the right armor could kick Thanos' ass.
That's kind of shitty.
Yeah.
Oh man, that fat guy just got eaten by the Indominus Rat.
That's not okay.
And then Chris Pratt's covering himself in oil?
Gasoline? Damascus scent.
That's pretty smart, but again, for a Raptor T-Rex hybrid, I don't think that would be enough to...
Well, it's not going to smell meat, it's going to smell the gasoline. It's going to smell something that smells foul and not want to eat it.
Gotcha. Which was fucking brilliant, because again, he would have just turned over that car and eaten. Fucking Chris Pratt's sexy ass. So
I'd eat Chris Pratt's sexy ass.
I'd eat that shit on a salad. What? Jesus Christ.
Imagining some Chris Pratt ass with like some lettuce and croutons.
Have you seen him?
Some hard-boiled eggs.
He's gorgeous.
He is.
Oh, man. But that scene where he ate that fat guy, I kind of felt bad for him because the look on the fat guy's face was just like, oh, shit, I'm about to get eaten.
At least there wasn't a fucking dance battle in this movie.
Dance battle?
Yes.
What? From where?
With Ronan the Accuser at the end of Guardians, where he's like, we're going to settle this with dance moves from the 70s, man.
Again, because he hasn't been on Earth for fucking...
But still, come on.
I mean, granted, how else is he supposed to dance? He didn't.
I'm not mocking his dance moves, because I dance the same way. I'm mocking the fact that that's how that movie ended.
Yeah, it was good.
No.
No?
I didn't like Ant-Man either.
I love Paul Rudd, man. You can't talk
shit
about
I do love Paul Rudd, but Ant-Man was stupid. I appreciated that it was a different kind of movie, where it was more of a heist movie than, alright, we gotta go kick this dude in the dick 100 times.
It was a good movie. It was funny.
My issue with Marvel is that they're also slowly becoming comedies.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Like, this is true.
Civil War is going to be a deadly serious movie. Did you see Winter Soldier?
I have not seen Civil War.
Winter Soldier was great, but it's also the most different movie Marvel's done.
What? Really?
It was more of a spy thriller than anything else.
Spy thriller, huh?
Yeah.
Huh. My coworker's been trying to get me to watch that movie for like ever, and I haven't watched it.
We should do an episode of Winter Soldier.
Oh,
Winter Soldier is probably of the Marvel movies that have come out since the first Avengers, probably my favorite.
Huh?
Yeah.
You know, you know what I love about these Jurassic Park movies? You could always tell who's gonna fucking die.
Oh, totally.
You know what I'm saying? Because this asshole who's on screen right now, what's his fucking name?
Vincent D'Onofrio.
This fucking guy, you could obviously tell that he's the villain.
Vincent D'Onofrio was a fucking phenomenal actor.
In this movie?
In everything.
I don't know who the fuck he is.
He did a Law & Order show for forever.
No one fucking cares about Law & Order.
I agree. But he's also done a ton of movies, and he did this, and he was Kingpin in the Daredevil series on Netflix.
Oh, was he?
Yes. Like, I want him to get an Emmy nomination for his role as Kingpin. He's fucking incredible.
He was really good in that. I didn't even realize it was him.
I know you saw Daredevil.
Yeah. I did, actually. You know what? I watched a few episodes, and then it's not that I got bored. I just kind of had other shit to do, and I forgot to watch it, you know? And I really need to go back and finish it. But again, his character in this entire movie, I was like, you know what? This guy's going to get fucking eaten.
Oh, so it's like you see him, you're like, yeah, that dude's going to die.
Yeah, and again, in the other Jurassic Park movies, you could always tell that too. Like in the first one, that fat fucking guy, I can't remember his name. It's always a fat guy who dies.
The actor or the character?
The character. God, what was his name? The guy who was trying to steal the eggs for...
Ned Landry.
There you go. You could tell he was going to get eaten from the start.
That was Newman on Seinfeld.
There you go. That fucking guy.
Wayne Knight is his name.
What was his name?
Wayne Knight.
And granny, he's been in everything. Like, I know. I see him and it's funny that you were talking earlier about that fucking... God, again, I'm so forgetful. That bit that you said that I'm famous for. Oh, the chick from the beginning, from Arrested Development. She did a book or stand-up.
Oh, Judy Greer.
There you go. Like, you know me from some. What was it?
I don't know what you know me from.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing with that other fucking guy. You know, like, I don't know where I know him from, but I've seen him in everything.
I fucking love me some character actors. They're the unsung heroes of all of fucking everything.
Because, again, they make a lot of money, too. You know, no one ever gets that.
Yeah. Right? They get the money in their career without the celebrity.
Exactly.
Which is brilliant.
Which is because I would love that. I would love the whole...
That's what I'm shooting for.
Right?
I want to be a successful character actor. I don't want to be a star. I don't want to be a leading man. I want to be the friend of the leading man that's in fucking everything, playing the friend of the leading man. You know?
Exactly. And you make all the money without any of the fucking...
Without the... Oh, my God! Without the... He was on that balcony in the Bahamas, and he walked out naked, and we had pictures of his cock.
I've always wanted to be that guy.
Bieber did that.
Really?
He was on vacation somewhere, and he walked in on his balcony naked, and a paparazzo got a picture of him naked.
Oh, my God.
Makes it even weirder is that after it leaked out, his dad tweeted to him, "Hey, what do you feed that thing?"
Jesus Christ.
Your dad shouldn't compliment the size of your dick, ever.
Well, I mean, in all fairness, he hasn't been in his life, so he could just...
Yeah. Oh, no, his dad has. His dad's been riding his coattails. His dad was holding street traffic while he did that infamous drag race in Florida with Waka Flocka Flame, where they were both drunk on scissor racing Lamborghinis on the street.
What the fuck?
His dad blocked traffic for him.
Are you serious?
Yeah, fuck Jeremy Bieber.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's the guy that, like, once his son became famous and became a shithead, this grown adult suddenly reverted to a 19-year-old, like, dresses like Bieber, talks like Bieber, hangs out with Bieber.
Are you serious?
Smoked pot with him on his airplane and shit like that.
Dude, that's what I'm telling you, because, again, my little sister was, like, the biggest Bieber fan.
I was saying way back when that Bieber was a shithead.
You did say that.
I called it.
You, well, again, he wasn't a little shithead when he was a kid.
I was looking at him like, he's gonna be a giant prick.
Well, you gotta...
Like, look at this kid. Fuck this kid.
But again, you know, Bieber growing up, I watched that stupid Justin Bieber movie with my sister.
Yeah, you were like, I got a lot of respect for the little guy.
Because he's a great musician.
No, he's not.
Dude, honestly, like, again, after watching that movie, I was like, man, this guy could play drums. This guy could, like, he was on the fucking street corners playing music before he was known.
But he doesn't.
Not anymore.
None. He hasn't done it since he was pimping his shit on YouTube.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, you know, he worked hard.
He worked hard. He could still be a musician if he wanted to, but he doesn't.
Exactly, because he gets paid. I mean,
there's no money in being a musician anymore.
Then that's the problem. That okay, either you enjoy and you love what you do, and you realize that you know what, I'm going to do this regardless of the money that you get paid. Or you could be that person that you worked hard all your fucking life and you realize that this other thing is going to pay more. Then you're going to fucking end up doing that. And I understand that. And I respect people who do that because, again, you sold out. You gave up everything you fucking love.
Believe in. For a dollar.
For a dollar. Because, again, I have respect for people like that because you have to abandon your humanity to do that.
Yes.
You have to abandon what made you you because you let something else consume you. And I guess maybe that isn't respect, but it's more like... I don't know what the word is for it. Because, again, English is not my first language.
See, I'm all for making shitloads of money. But I'm also one for maintaining artistic integrity.
And I am too.
There's a line you gotta ride between making a shitload of money for doing shitty work and not making anything for doing good work. You gotta find the middle ground. You have to make a shitload of money while maintaining your artistic integrity. It might not be as much. You might not make $6 billion every time you crap out a song. Maybe you only make $4 billion for crapping out a song, but it's a song you like.
See, but then again, you know, Bieber didn't make that decision. And again, you know, I have some respect for the guy because, again, he wanted to do what he wanted to do was to make money. Granted, I'm a musician, so I want to do things my own way. Yeah, like,
You're an artist, not a fucking mogul.
Exactly.
You would want to do the shit. That's the same. Like, I would rather do the shit I like than make a fuckload of money.
Exactly. And if I can't, then that's fine. But I mean, the people who decide to abandon the humanity for it, that takes a lot of balls, man. Because
it really doesn't, though. Is the thing?
It doesn't.
It's you're selling your soul. You're saying, you know, I can do something that's good, that's worthwhile. Or I could do something shitty and not have to work for the next 3 years.
But, dude, if you're getting paid $6 billion...
It's the thing, like, if I was offered a movie tomorrow where they're like, all right, we're going to pay you $20 million for this movie, and there's guaranteed 2 sequels, your option for a franchise. Or I was offered a movie that was an excellent little piece of indie film from an established indie film director that I knew was gonna you know, not get buried under everything, but was a solid script and a character I related to and was interested in. I take the better character than I would the paycheck.
Are you sure?
Yes, absolutely.
Because we broke as fuck, man.
Yeah, I know. But at the end of the day, you have to live with yourself.
That's true.
You have to be okay with the work you've done. Would you rather do shitty work for more money or good work for less money?
That's very true, actually. Yeah. But again, you know what? It's probably just because I don't really tend to judge people too much.
I'm judgmental as fuck.
That's the thing, you know, because again, I'm always like, you know what? People do them. People do you. Like, if you want to do what you want to... If you want to screw up your entire life, sell your fucking soul to the devil, do whatever the fuck you want to do, then you go out and do it, and you know what? I respect you for that, because again, that's your decision. Like, I don't care. It doesn't affect me in any way.
But like, you're saying you can respect people that sell out. I can't respect them, but I can understand it.
Well, again, maybe I'm using the wrong word.
I can totally understand it, but I won't respect it. I won't necessarily agree with it, but I'll get it. I mean, definitely there's the temptation.
There is a temptation there. Because
I would rather do good work.
But again, it also takes a lot of work to get to that point. It takes a lot of work to get to the point where you have the ability to sell out. Because again, there's a lot of people who've spent their entire lives working their fucking ass off just to sell one fucking song.
Yeah, and then that's saying, you know, I spent so long working hard to get my career and doing good hard work. You know, I feel like I'm just going to be lazy the rest of my career and sell out and make money and do nothing. It's like you work to a point where you could cash out, essentially, and not have to do anything but still have your name and your brand attached to it.
That, you know what? Cheers to that, man, actually. You got me there. You stumped me.
I think about that shit a lot, dude.
Yeah?
That's most of what I grapple with on a daily basis.
Oh, shit. No, yeah, I get that. I mean, I struggle. I mean, I just recently started this band up. For all you listeners out there, spoiler alert, I recently started playing with a group of dudes, and it's the first time in a long time that I've actually been able to do a music project with the people that I actually fucking like. And the name of our project, and granted, it's French as fuck, because it is French.
It's
Les Enfants Terribles.
Les Enfants Terrible.
God damn you. Yes, that's...
It's the terrible children.
It's the terrible children. It's French for the terrible children, because I have the biggest boner for...
You fucking hipster. You can't just do it in English.
No, because, again, I have the biggest boner for Bon Iver, and...
it's Bon Iver.
Fuck you.
Bon Iver.
And he's one of the musical artists that I idolize more than anything in the world. And I love the French. I love the smelly French. For all you French, for all you French motherfuckers who are listening to us right now, I love every single one of you.
That's
you
French smell in high school.
What else do you know? Tell me, other than
s'il
vous plaît, Adam.
Yes, please, Adam.
S'il vous plaît.
S'il vous plaît.
S'il vous plaît. I thought s'il vous plaît was my name was Adam.
Just three Adam would be my name.
Just three? Just three?
Just three.
Just three?
Just three Adam. I'm Adam.
I know omelette du fromage.
Omelette with cheese. From Dexter's Lab, you know omelette du fromage.
That's where I learned that from. Omelette du fromage.
Omelette
du fromage. And again, it's a very sexy language.
I like Italian better.
No, it's too close to Spanish. So whenever I hear Italian speak, I'm just like, that's so close to Spanish, I don't fucking care.
Well, it all comes from Spain, Spanish.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same area. And again, I understand a little bit of Arabic, too, because of it.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy. All of those fucking languages kind of like mesh together. It's the weirdest thing ever.
I can believe it.
Yeah, whenever I hear Frenchies, whenever I hear Arabic motherfuckers, Italians, God, even like Japanese or even like Russians, like I hear certain things and I'm like, oh shit, I hear a lot of similarities. It's the craziest thing.
Japanese.
Nothing is ever like the same, but it's enough for me to pick out certain things.
You know what I love the most about Jimmy Fallon's part in this movie?
What do you love?
He's doing, like, the guide video on the gyrosphere balls.
Oh, Universal. Yes.
He does the videos on the Universal Studio Tour.
Oh, yes.
I love that.
That's what I love about this. And, again, this scene in the movie, the two boys who have just recently, you know, bonded over the fact that their parents are divorcing, are taking their tour, looking at all the herbivores. And you already know instantly from watching. Again, this movie's so predictable. I know after
watching... But it is a fun-ass movie.
You know what? That's the problem. That the first time around, I had to turn my brain off because I was like, you know what? Just enjoy this fucking movie.
Well, you know, historically, based on all the other Jurassic Park movies, that when shit gets calm, it is always just the calm before something tries to eat something.
And again, I think that's what kind of, like, makes us different from the average movie watcher. That we see these kind of things, and
we watch a lot of movies.
Yeah, this is true. And again, I can't watch movies like this unless I shut my brain off. Because at this point of the movie, I'm like, ah, shit is about to go down. Like, these two little stupid fucks are about to make a mistake, and it's going to cause them to almost die. And then Chris Pratt's sexy ass is going to have to come to the rescue.
Literally just his ass.
He's like, hello, my name is Chris Pratt's ass. And I've come to rescue you.
I can still enjoy that, though.
I can, too. I just have to shut my brain off. Same thing with Avatar. Like,
Avatar is just a shitty movie.
No, it was...
You can't go into it expecting...
You fucking loved Avatar. You can't even talk shit
now. I loved Avatar until I really watched it.
That's the thing. That's the same with every fucking movie that we watch that's like this.
Well, the first time I watched Avatar, I saw it in 3D, and I fucking loved it because it was so pretty.
It was so pretty.
Second time I saw Avatar, I saw it in 2D and loved it because it was pretty in a different way. Third time I watched it, I was like, this is Pocahontas.
No, yeah.
Well, I think I had the opposite with this movie because the first time I watched it, I watched a shitty bootleg of it.
Did you?
I didn't see it in theaters.
I watched it in theaters.
So, like, the dinosaurs didn't look nearly as good as they do on Blu-ray, so I was like... You know, even though I can't really see the dinosaurs that well, they don't look very good, I still dig the fuck out of this movie. No, there are two guests missing. You need to get this. It's still exciting. It's still fun to watch. Bryce Dallas Howard is sexy as shit.
That dude's mustache. What the fuck? Who's his name?
Which dude? The little computer guy?
Yeah, the guy with the Jurassic Park t-shirt. I can't remember what his name is. I'm going to IMDb him real quick. For all you viewers at home, I'm going to IMDb him.
Well, you don't know the actor's name.
Well, I mean, I'll look up New Girl, and I'll find him from there.
Ugh, New Girl.
I love that fucking show, dude. Again, I've had, like, the biggest boner for fucking Zooey Deschanel for the longest time.
I worked with Emily Deschanel.
Oh, that's right, you did.
They shoot Bones and New Girl on the same back lot.
No way.
I always wondered if they carpooled.
Right? Let's see. What is this fucking
name? Like, a few doors down from each other, too.
Jake John... Really? His name's Jake Johnson? What an easy name to remember.
That's a lame name.
It is a
lame. Get a better fucking name, Jake Johnson.
Ah, dude. Again, wow, that's really easy to remember. He's 37 years old. Born in 1978.
How old is Bryce Dallas Howard?
Who?
Bryce Dallas Howard. How old is she?
I'm going to look her up right now, then. Jurassic World. Wow, that's the first thing that looks up. It comes up.
How old is she?
Bryce.
Oh, gosh.
That looks like a dude's name. She's 34.
Shit!
She was born in 1981.
Shit!
Wow, that's only 9 years before me.
God, I mean...
Oh, my God! 9 years before me.
Shit!
Why?
Can't fuck her.
Why?
It's too big of a difference.
9 years?
Yeah, no 34-year-old's gonna fuck a 25-year-old.
That's not even a 10-year difference.
That's enough for a woman, though.
She's 5'7"? Holy shit.
Oh, that's hot.
No, that's gross. Dude, she's nearly as tall as me.
No, but she's slightly shorter.
Than you? Because you're a tall white person. For all you viewers
at home, I'm only an inch taller than you.
I'm like 5'9", 5'8".
I'm 5'11".
Oh, so I might be 5'10".
Yeah, you're like 5'9", 5'10".
Oh, shit. Okay, never mind. Yeah, that's
too
tall for me.
That means in heels, she's going to be exactly the same height.
Shit.
Oh, it's hot.
Oh, and I called it. See, I've already seen this movie, but the
This fight is cool. The Ankylosaur and the Dominus, it's fucking badass.
Which, that Dominus Rex, he's an asshole. He just goes around killing people for no fucking reason.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he doesn't even eat them. He just kills them just for the sake of killing them.
Ah, this is badass.
But again, he was, what, in the movie... That. Yeah, well, I mean, in the movie they explain that he was raised...
Captivity doesn't know how to react to their animals and shit.
Exactly. So he's just bred to kill,
pretty much.
And I love how he just. I wonder if dinosaurs really did that back in the day, where they just, hey, we're fighting. I'm gonna snap your neck.
You know, they actually found evidence recently that the T-Rex may have been cannibalistic.
Cannibalistic, really?
Yeah, they always knew he was a carnivore, but they're saying he might have just eaten anything.
Oh, really?
He might have eaten other T-Rexes.
Wow, how shitty that is. But again, I guess that kind of makes sense, yeah. You know? Like, you know, I'm a big badass motherfucker.
Yeah.
If I could kill you, I'm going to eat you, you know?
Pretty much.
Like, if I could kill you, I would eat you. What?
Imagine the T-Rex is, like, gnawing on his own shoulder sometimes. Like,
I'm delicious.
I taste so good.
I taste so good right now. And honestly, he might have been, you know, this dinosaur's probably been the most badass dinosaur that's ever been made.
Absolutely.
No, fucking T-Rex mixed with the Velociraptor.
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean, that's just fucking brilliant.
He's fighting on the gyrosphere and shit.
And again, these kids are just, they're just fucking helpless.
Well, you know, I wanted the little kid, I wanted the younger brother to live, but the older one could have died at any time and I wouldn't have died.
He was kind of an asshole.
He's an asshole the whole movie.
Yeah, I'm just like, you know what, if you die, I don't fucking care.
Not at all.
But I was kind of hoping that the Indominus Rex would eat everyone.
Right, like, Indominus wins, everyone dies.
Yeah, I was really hoping for that kind of movie, you know?
Nothing survives.
Nothing.
Oh, that would have been cool. They come back like 2 years later and the island is ruled by just the Indominus.
Realistically, I'm pretty sure the Indominus would have just eaten everything and then just died. And just fucking died.
Well, no, because the dinosaurs he was killing for sport, he could have gone back and eaten them over time.
That is actually pretty true.
Yeah.
And again, these kids... And I always do this where I question the reality of movies. You know, in this scene, they jump into a waterfall. And as they're underwater, the two kids are looking at each other. And the older sons are like, no, no, shh, shh, shh.
Well, you can still see the general shapes.
I wouldn't open my eyes underwater.
It would just be blurry. I would.
No, I wouldn't. No. Why would you do that?
Why wouldn't you?
You don't know what kind of water you just went into. It burned like fuck.
If it's salt water, it's going to burn. If not, it's going to be fine.
Yeah, but the idea... I've never
Well, they're also in the island interior. It's going to be fresh water.
You know, I don't think of these things.
You don't think of where the water source is in relation to the ocean?
No, but I always question the shit out of movies, regardless of how fucking realistic they are.
Fresh water. It might be a little salty, because it's probably fed by the ocean, but it's not going to be terribly salty.
Huh. That's what she said.
I eat a lot of pineapple.
I do eat a lot of pineapple. Yes. Oh my god.
I want to know what Chris Pratt really thought he was going to do with the gun he carries in this movie.
It's so short, like, what do you...
Well, not even that, like, he watches the entire asset containment team get eaten by this fucking thing, and he's like, alright, I'm gonna carry this one gun, let's see what this does. Like,
and seriously, that they were heavier duty,
yeah,
too.
These dudes that are just, like, strapped to the teeth with everything they could use to subdue the Indominus. He's like, I got this one gun and a few rifle bullets, let's go out and try to kill it.
Jesus. You know, this movie actually looks really, really, really good.
I know, fuck.
Yeah, in Blu-ray. I'm glad you bought this in Blu-ray.
Even the practical dinosaur still looks fucking awesome.
It's a practical dinosaur? Where's
that's, it? That's practical.
That's practical right there?
Yeah, look at it.
Because it looks fucking good.
You can totally tell that dinosaur's practical.
I couldn't tell if it was CG, because nowadays, you know, the CG just kind of...
No, you can always tell between practical and CG.
Oh, so they made that?
Practical lives and breathes.
That's why I'm excited about the new Star Wars movie.
That is, like, 99% practical, yes.
Yes, it's just, like, no more CG, yeah. Everything is practical, you know, just... Wow, that actually looks really good.
That's J.J. J.J. was like, let's gonna take it all back to practical, it made these movies good in the first place. Did the fire go out? No, the fire still go out.
What a surprise. See, it doesn't smell like smoke in here anymore.
Nah, it does. Well, it's a 3-hour log.
It is still burning.
Well, it didn't really spread that much. It's still burning in the same corner of the log.
It's an old log.
Banter a bit. I'm going to poke the fire.
Are you going to poke the fire?
Yes.
Okay, for all you viewers at home, Adam's been talking all day about setting a fucking fire in this fucking fireplace that he has in his room now. That was once a living room. And
there's the smoke.
Oh, see, I'm telling you, there's smoke. Don't open that fucking door. Okay. Again, he's been talking about doing it, and since we're so broke, we can't afford to buy fire.
I think it's weird because I put the log so close to the opening of the fireplace.
I told you to, well, you know what I didn't tell you? You just kind of did things your own way.
I'll get some, like, actual logs.
Next time, we'll get some legit shit. This log, was actually sitting in my garage. As I was, like, looking through the shit, I was like, oh shit, we got one of those fucking logs that kind of last forever. Artificial men and shit. Yeah, so they kind of just burn weirdly, and it's keeping us warm while we watch this movie. We kind of ran out of beer now. We're completely out of beer now.
You should go wake up your sister and be like, get us beer.
Jesus, our beer, Shaga?
Beer, Shaga!
Yeah, Shaga. Again.
Throwback to the old show.
Oh, I know. For all you listeners out there, you haven't heard the old show. Years ago, we'd have my little sister actually go out and give us beer whenever we were doing the show because we couldn't stand up. We were too busy getting drunk and doing the show, so we had to a designated beer shagga.
Beer shagga.
To come and bring us some booze. And that was the good times.
You know what kind of bugged me about this movie?
Huh.
No one has an iPhone.
Oh, yeah.
They're all using fucking droids.
You know why? Because it'd be too expensive to use an iPhone.
That was basically like, she's running a corporation off of her phone and she's using a fucking Galaxy? No.
Oh, that's so unrealistic.
That bitch is using an iPhone 6S plus 9T LXR OS 15.9.
Bullshit. I don't care for droids.
No one cares for droids.
Oof. You know, I've been an iPhone user since God, since I switched over to AT&T.
You started with, like, the iPhone 3, didn't you?
I think so, the 3S. And you know what, Grant? I'm not one of those people that, like, when the new iPhone comes out...
Oh, shit, Bryce is taking her clothes off.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh,
oh my God.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh. Oh, she didn't take her clothes off.
But she shows some cleavage. That's hot.
It's not even cleavage. What are you talking about?
She did for a second. She had freckles on her tits. Oh, God, that's hot.
There was nothing shown. What are you talking about?
Oh, that's my imagination.
You need to.
Oh, God, she's sucking Chris Pratt's dick.
No, she's not.
Oh, she's sucking it. The time about dinosaurs, and she's sucking his dick.
Oh, my God, she is sucking his dick.
Oh, God, that's hot.
What version of Jurassic Park? What did you fucking buy? Is this like the porn edition of like...
Yeah, they don't fuck for an hour. It's all set up, and then there's one fucking scene in the jungle, and they're done.
Oh, my God.
He's gonna fuck her with that pointless rifle.
Jesus Christ.
You ready to call this show, mate?
Yeah, you know what? I think it's about that time.
About that time. We're getting to about the length of our live show, so...
Yeah, I think we should kind of like... This is another test. We're trying to figure out, again, the length of the show.
Yeah, and we're going to give you a home show of the week, so there's no live show.
What, now we're at least going to try to pump one out at least once a week.
Yeah, give you something to listen to in between the live shows. If you're in fucking California, we will let you know when the next live show is. Follow the Brews, Blu-rays, and Bootlegs Facebook page. We'll post the info there. Follow the IAF Pod Network on Twitter. Don't forget to rate the show on iTunes and subscribe to the show on iTunes. Pimp it out to everybody you know.
It'd really help us out, and again, that would make it easier for us to...
We get discouraged easily, so if you do that, we'll keep doing it.
Exactly. We just want to know that people are actually listening out there.
We want to know we're not talking to ourselves.
Right? Which I wouldn't mind at all.
We do it anyway.
Yeah, we kind of do. So.
But I mean, the live shows we know, but the home shows we don't. So
thank you guys for tuning in, and you guys have a beautiful night, baby. Or morning.
I don't want to get up and click the button.
Oh, goddammit, I'll do it then. Say goodnight to the people, Adam.
Bad people.